Hello and good morning. Welcome to Sheer Will. Sheer Will is a podcast where we speak our truth so others can live theirs. My name is Tina, and I own a company called Old Made New. I'm an avid DIYer, decorative furniture painter, and recently online business coach. In this episode of Sheer Will, we are going to talk about overcoming living with a disability. But first, I just want to take a few minutes to thank you for a couple of things. First off, thank you so much for being so patient with me and hanging in there for the last few weeks for a new episode to come out. Recently, my business partner, Michelle Lopez of 4th Street Design Company, and myself launched a brand new online coaching group. And it has been absolutely amazing and awesome. We have a really great, great group of small business owners and folks just starting their businesses. And since it was the first group, there have understandably been a lot of learning experiences and adjustments that have had to be made. Because, you know, all things rarely go the way they're supposed to, right? But it's been chugging right along. And we are looking to reopen the group on May 1st already. Like, what? Yeah, we're going to reopen on May 1st to new members. So if you do have a small business, or if you are looking to start an online business and turn your hobby into a business, and you want more information, the name of the coaching group is All In On Business, and you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and online at allinonbusiness.com. And of course, you can email us either at Christina@allinonbusiness.com, Michelle@allinonbusiness.com, or info@allinonbusiness.com. And we can answer all your questions and get you on the waiting list if you're interested in that. So next, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for embracing me and making me feel so welcome. Your messages have been absolutely amazing, and I am just truly humbled at the response that I've gotten. So thank you so very much. So if you've been with me since episode one, then you know a little bit about my history. So I wanted to just in the first few episodes peel back the layers on my experiences and talk about the major things in my life that I hid behind for a really long time and used as excuses to not get out there and do what my heart was telling me to do. So today we're going to talk about living with a disability and how you deal with living with a disability. Y'all, I am here to tell you, becoming disabled does not mean that it's over. Only one person determines that, and that's you. I have SLE, which is systemic lupus. I was diagnosed in 2001. But it has been tearing my body apart since about 1991. By the age of 25, I had two partial laparotomies, which is fancy talk for tumors being taken off of my lady parts, as well as a complete hysterectomy. And then I was diagnosed with stage 3 cirrhosis of the liver. What that means is your liver is inflamed. It is scarred permanently, and it is at risk of blocking blood flow. The next stage is liver failure. So, you know, that's scary news to get at 25, you guys. I know, cray-cray, right? And I forgot. I also had an ASD repair done when I was 8 years old, where they had to correct a defect in my heart. So there's a chamber in your heart that, or a septum in your heart that like separates your heart into sections, and I had a hole in mine. So at 25, 4 major surgeries already, and no light bulbs are going off for these doctors. And it was just little things. I always had a fever. I would get sick so much. But not one of my doctors connected the dots until 2001. I was at work one day and I stood up because I thought my leg was falling asleep. And the next thing I know, I wake up and I'm in the hospital. Can't move my left side. And they're telling me that there's a helicopter on its way. It's going to fly me to Houston to have emergency heart surgery at the Heart Institute, and that I had had a massive stroke and that the clot had torn a hole a little bit bigger than a ping pong ball in my septum, which, like I said, is that wall that separates the chambers, and that I had to have the surgery immediately, and that I had a 50-50 shot of making it through the surgery. This is in 2001, y'all. I'm not even 30 years old yet. I can't even begin to describe the emotions you feel all at once when you hear something like that. Like, all kinds of things are flying through my head. Like, I want my mama. Would I see my kid again? My nephews? My brothers? I mean, it was just crazy. But obviously, I'm here talking to you, so I was on the good side of the 50%. Thank you, Jesus. But it wasn't over. I immediately started having more and more problems. Pneumonia, tachycardia, which means your heart goes into an abnormal rhythm and can't slow itself down. I had kidney problems. Y'all, in 2001, I spent over 121 days as an inpatient in the hospital. I had another 4 major surgeries, and I still kept getting fluid on my lungs, and they could not figure out for the life of them why. So finally, one of the doctors tested the fluid that they pulled out of my lungs for lupus. So came back, ding, 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 we know what's wrong. So I'm thinking, okay, great, we're going to figure this out. So I had to have another 2 major surgeries, and y'all, I've had a child and had 2 open heart surgeries, mind you. This one was like 50 times worse than any of those. So they had to remove the linings of my lungs and scar them and then stick them to my chest cavity. Not the funnest thing in the world, let me tell you. So by 2003, I was on permanent disability, needless to say. And I've had to have 9 more surgeries, 2 procedures every year for pain management. So, you know, what do you do when that happens? Do you give in to the depression and the feelings of worthlessness? Do you take all the pills that the doctors are shoving at you from every direction? Y'all, I'm not even gonna lie. For a long time, I did. The death of my brother in 2012 made it so much worse. I just sunk further and further and further and further into a depression. The only time I felt like myself was when I was creating something. Crocheting, painting, you know, building, stuff like that. But most days, I didn't even do that. And then when I lost my mom in 2015, I had a complete nervous, emotional, mental breakdown, like, completely. I had completely lost my faith, my will to live. I mean, I was in a deep, dark place, y'all. I didn't care about my health. I didn't care about my hygiene. I didn't care about my surroundings. I really just wanted it to be over. I was ready to go to heaven and be with my mom and my brother. Then, one day I just passed by the mirror and happened to glance over at myself, and there was just this little voice telling me, you know, you are not done, and what in the heck are you doing? And that was my start, you know. Like, is this what I wanted to have my nephews, who had just lost their father and their nana, to have to deal with? Was it the legacy I wanted to leave for my kid, for my grandkids? You know, just all those things started swimming through my head. So that was my start. I took a shower that day, and that kind of took it out of me, because when you don't do anything for years on end, it can take the wind out of your sails to where you just become sedentary and it's hard for you to do anything. So that first day I took a shower. Then the next day I got up, took a shower again, and I cleaned up my room a little bit. Then the next day I added another step on, and then the next, and then the next. And I got off of all of the unnecessary medications. So now I only take medications to control my heart rate, my lupus, and I'm on a water pill because of the cirrhosis. I have a problem filtering stuff, and my kidneys are damaged. So, you know, I have a problem filtering things normally. Sometimes I have to take lactulose, which helps your liver process stuff out of your body. You know, just things like that. I'm on gabapentin for pain most of the time. And then I have a muscle relaxant and a pain medication that I can take when I need it. I can tell you those prescriptions usually last me a year to 2 years because I only take them when I absolutely have to have them. I learned how to advocate for myself with the doctors, and I ended up with a really great team of doctors. So like most of my doctors, I have their personal cell phone numbers. If something's going on, I can message them, text them, call them, and they tell me whether or not I need to go to the hospital. They'll send a nurse out to the house. You know, they take really good care of me. So, I can live with this disease. And most days I am stronger than this disease is. The pain that I feel every day reminds me that I'm not done yet. I still have a purpose. I learned to accept that not everybody around me is going to get it. Doesn't mean they don't love me. They just lack the capacity to understand it, and that's okay because my disease very much is an internal disease. It's not something that you can see on the outside. In my later years, yes, you're starting to see the side effects of it, and like I have liver spots on my skin, I'm getting the bullfrog neck, I have a hump at the top of my back. You know, I've gained a lot of weight because gabapentin and steroids and things like that pack weight on you, but for the most part, because they're not in it, they don't get it, and you just have to learn to be okay with that. So I learned to advocate for myself and for others who have this disease. I'm a member of several support groups. I'm very vocal about it. So if you're sitting there and you're feeling like no one gets it, listen, I get it. I understand. And I say to you, you are not done yet. You still have a purpose. You're still pulling air in and out of your lungs. You still have a purpose. You are not done yet. I know you hurt. I know you get tired. I know you do. But just start. Get up tomorrow morning and get in the shower. Then the next day, get up and get in the shower again. And then maybe make your bed up. And then the day after that, get up, get in the shower, make your bed up. You know, just remember, you're not done yet. You have a purpose. Look, if you need to talk, message me. You can reach me at Christina, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-A, Cyphers, C-Y-P-H-E-R-S, on Facebook, or you can email me at either Tina at oldmadenew, oldmadenew.com, or Christina at allinonbusiness.com. And I will listen. I will listen to you. I will let you vent. I will talk to you. I'll listen to you cry. I will tell you that it's going to be okay. And I will tell you, you are not done. You have a purpose. And more importantly than that, you're not alone. I cannot tell you how many people I have met that have the same experience that I've had. When you find your purpose and you find your passion, it gives you the strength to overcome all those other things. Okay, I am so glad that I started. But more than that, I'm glad that I keep going. I am proud of myself for getting up every day and keeping going. And to be able to look back at where I've come from since 3 years ago, almost 4 years ago now, I mean, it's just, I can't even describe it, y'all. I cannot even describe it. It's just amazing. And you can do it too. I promise you that you can, but you just have to start. You've got to get up and just take control of it by sheer will. That's why this podcast is called Sheer Will. None of these things that we're talking about are easy, okay? I know everybody has a past. Everybody has things that they go through. Everybody has something that they're carrying with them. But you're still drawing air in and out of your lungs. So the man upstairs has said that you are not done yet. You have a purpose. You haven't fulfilled your purpose on this earth yet, which is why you're still here. Just start. Please just start. Learn about your disability if you're disabled. Learn everything you can. I researched everything. You can find resources online, usually by looking for the name of your disability. So, for example, the very first thing that I did was I searched lupus. Lupus.org was the very first thing that popped up. They have a lot of resources on lupus.org. I went and researched every single one of them. I went and joined the Lupus Foundation. I joined support groups. I got around other women that have traveled my journey or are traveling my journey so that I could get information from them, get support from them, and then give it back in return when it was time to do that. So start there. Learn everything you can about your disease or your disability. Get you a doctor. That doctor works for you. You don't work for the doctor. The doctor works for you. You're paying his bills. You're paying his mortgage. You're paying his car payment. You're paying for his daughter's dance lessons. You're paying for his vacations. That doctor works for you. If you are not comfortable with that, something that that doctor is telling you, speak up and tell them. That is your patient right. But you have to advocate for yourself. If you don't advocate for yourself, who's going to do it for you? You know, you got to take ownership of it and advocate for yourself. And understand, if you have a disability that causes you to have pain, that pain is not going away. The most you will ever get is the edge off of the pain. And a lot of those medications just muddle your thoughts. They muddle your mind. They take your energy out and they feed depression. So if it's something that you can deal with like gabapentin is a nerve blocker, I go and get nerve blocking injections so that I can get up and move around. I get put to sleep and get cortisone shots put in every single one of my joints twice a year, every year. And you know, sometimes I have breakthrough pain. Sometimes I do. And then I do have that medication. If you genuinely have a pain condition, they will help you with that. Tell them, I want to get off all the narcotics if I possibly can. I want to have quality of life. Because at this point, that's what it's about. It's about still continuing your life because you're still drawing breath. You are not done yet. You still have a purpose. And then lastly, just find your faith. For the longest time, I prayed, why me, why me, why me? When I think what I should have been praying for was just the strength to understand and to work through it. Once I got that and clicked that switch on, the whole game changed. The whole game changed. So if you need to talk, please reach out to me. I would love to talk to you. I would love to hear about your journey. I would love to talk to you and encourage you in just making a start. So that's it for this episode of Share Well. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Be on the lookout for the next episode, which will be uploaded on next Sunday. It will be the last of my personal segments where it's just me. Well, for now anyway, for now. But I will be welcoming, first of all, Michelle Lopez, my business partner and owner of 4th Street Design Company. And that's when the show is going to move to its normal time at 12 p.m. Central Standard Time on Tuesdays. It'll be live streamed on Facebook on the Share Well Podcast Facebook page. So if you don't follow that, make sure you go over and follow it. And then it'll be available on Buzzsprout, Spotify, Google Play Music, and YouTube. So be sure to subscribe if you haven't done that already. And you guys, God bless. Thank you so much for being patient with me while I got things together to where I could get you another episode out. And truly, you have no idea what it means to me that I've been welcomed by so many of you, and that so many of you feel that I have anything to say. God put this on my heart last year when I was going through some things personally with my health, when I had to have the chemo and stuff done. And I am so grateful that he did, because being able to share my story and my journey with you, it's not just helping you guys. You guys, it's helping me work through some things. Like, I thought I'd work through everything. Not even close. Every time I have to sit down and compose an outline for another episode of Share Will, I'm getting through another layer of my own stuff that I need to still work on. So you guys are helping me just as much as I'm trying to be there and help you. So again, just be on the lookout for Share Will at its normal time. Coming on, so we have one more episode. Next Sunday, the 31st, will be the last episode that is streamed only to the podcast. Starting on the 7th, 8th, 9th, on the 9th of April, 12 p.m. Central Standard Time, it will start on the Facebook page, and then it'll be streamed on YouTube, and then also uploaded to the podcast platforms. And my guest on April 9th will be Michelle Lopez of 4th Street Design Company. So thanks so much for tuning in, guys. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday and have a great week. And I appreciate y'all and I love y'all. Thanks so much.